Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City, and this is where we will be for the next 2 hours. It sucks to say this. This is the last JR Sport Brief Show for 2023. This is the last JR Sport Brief Show in this time spot. It's going to move to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on January 2nd. This is going to be the last JR Sport Brief Show for right now between myself and Dave Shepard. So the next 2 hours, I'm a cry. Not publicly, at least, but I'm a cry inside. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The news came down the pipe yesterday. You know, a couple of changes here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm included in that, as the JR Sport Brief Show is going to be moving on to another time slot and another shift. And thank you to everybody who's called up yesterday, everybody who called up tonight. Outside of that news, there is some news here in the world of sports. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the guy from Japan, the 25-year-old guy who strikes out everybody, $325 million, a 12-year deal. He is joining the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then, speaking of Los Angeles, tonight the Los Angeles Rams, they also went out there and beat the Saints. The final score, 30-22. Los Angeles is staying alive, man. Like, they have a record of 8-7. In New Orleans, 7-8. And New Orleans ain't going nowhere. Rams ain't going nowhere either. But you got to give them some credit for what they've been able to do up until now. This 8-7 record, not too shabby, not too bad. Let's get to more of your calls. I feel bad that I'm going to be gone for about a week and a half, and then the new time shift. I'm going to miss Shep. I look forward to working with Ryan Hickey. But, you know, life is about change, and there's always things that got to change. Things take place, it happen, et cetera, on and on. Man, let me just get to the phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, my God, JR, Mr. Positive. I got to tell you, you know what I feel about you, how I feel about you. You're a man that represents good and decency, and you bring in levity at the right time in your sports, and you're so informative. Love you to death. And real quick, Dave Shepard, what can you say? He is the most engaging, considerate, super producer, super host that there ever is. I've been in radio for 42 years doing positive spiels and trying to make the world a better place. But when you call your show and you call him, and he answers. I've told you this before about 6 months ago. It's so warm and welcoming. That's why I call him Shep Baby, because he's a part of the family. He's decent. He's good, and he's passionate. And I love him to death. And I'm going to be moving with you when you go to your new time slot. And JR, you are the man. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of people that listen to you in Michigan. If you only knew, my buddy Chris Anthony, who's a part of a podcast, Nash Talk, loves you. James Smith. It goes on and on and on. These people are listening to you right now. They love you. They love your attitude. They love how you disseminate the knowledge and the and it's just you're real. You're real. And a lot of people are fake. You bring up about a week ago, maybe less, you brought up Stephen A. Smith. Bombastic. I like him, but I think he just goes over the top. But not here to impugn anybody. It's just he's a character. And, JR, hey, like I said last night, be proud of yourself. You done good. You're making the world a better place. And everybody, I'm going to say it again, JR leads by example. Go for your dreams. Do one-up him. But here's the thing. He's the model. He's the template. Go for your dreams and think of JR and Agents of Inclusion. Love you, brother.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you. Much love. Thank you, as always, Greg from Michigan. He said a lot. I don't even know where to start. Thank you, Greg. I really don't know where to start. This is where I do want to start. Yo, a big shout out. Yeah, he's right. There are a crap ton of people who listen all over the country. People who don't call in because, and I think, Shep, you mentioned this a little bit too, because they quote unquote, they're working or they work. We got a lot of people who call up. This show comes on after enduring games, after your local broadcast, after, your basketball team is done, after your baseball team is done. Like, this is what it is. Like, this show gets broadcast to a crap ton of stations. And to be able to talk to people, not just the quote-unquote listeners, the broadcasters, people leave the arenas and the stadiums and they listen to this show. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, yeah, I do my share of traveling throughout the course of the year. And I have a chance to go to the cities and I listen and talk to the broadcasters and the radio people and the TV people. And it's just like, oh, yeah, man, thank you. I listen to you. And so if you're in a studio right now, thank you so much. If you're one of the engineers, and we got hundreds and hundreds of engineers listening to this show, helping to keep us on air, thank you very much. If you're a producer, thank you very much. If you are a program director, thank you very much. Y'all are just as important as anybody else, and it's always great. It's always a pleasure to run into you guys when I'm on the road. Thanks. 855-212-4CBS. Steve is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how's it going?
Very well, Steve. What's up?
Hey, congratulations on your new time shop. I want to tell you guys happy holidays, happy New Year. We're here for me next New Year anyway. Being a truck driver, you guys keep me going nonstop when I listen to you guys.
Well, thank you, Steve. Well, listen, so man, you can listen a little bit early,
It's unfortunate we're not going to hear you two together, but I'll tune in to you, and then I'll be tuning in to listen to Shep when he comes on after you guys.
Well, thank you. Well, Shep, when are you on air?
Well, I mean,
Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday. So that's my regular show. Yeah, and Steve, I say this wholeheartedly. I'm gonna miss working with JR immensely, man. They don't like the guy you hear on the air is exactly who he is off the air, and this is tough. So
JR's coming up on his anniversary in January.
It's March.
We keep moving the date.
It's March. March 19th, March 20th, something like that. 20th.
Okay, you're coming up on your anniversary. It'll be 2 years in January that I started listening to you guys, that I found you guys on the radio.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Steve.
Now I gotta adjust my schedule at home so I can start listening to you at dinner time, and then I pick you up in the car, and then I pick you up in my truck, and I listen to you until I hit
Georgia. Yeah, well, when you come to Atlanta, when you drive through 20, we go to Club Cheetah, okay?
I'm in Georgia. I'm on my way to the old Peachtree Street.
Oh, you about to drive by? I'm on Peachtree right now. You want to go to the strip club?
I don't think my boss would like it.
Forget your boss. Tell your boss to quit.
Can I park a tractor trailer there?
Peachtree's big enough, yeah. Go for it. Hit me up, Steve. We'll arrange it, okay? I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, bye, Steve. Steve wants to park his Cheetah's on Spring Street. You could park a – you could valet your tractor trailer at Cheetah. You can. 855-212-4CBS. Don't tell them that I sent you. Don't do that. Jeff is calling from Burbank. There's a Burbank in Illinois?
You believe that?
I didn't know there was a Burbank. I know one Burbank. It's not in Illinois. Hey, Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What'd you do, move?
I'm sorry, you broke up a second?
I said there's a Burbank in Illinois?
Burbank, Illinois, yeah. 25 minutes south of Chicago.
Is there a Jay Leno that hosts a show in Burbank, Illinois, too?
No, I don't think so.
Y'all don't got no palm trees out there either, right?
No.
Okay, what's up, degrees, Jeff?
20 degrees, you know.
I know.
But I had to call you, JR, because I found you 3 months ago. And
3 months?
I've had a tough year. I haven't had a job in 2 years. I've mentally and physically had a lot of problems this year, and I found you 3 months ago. You said Carrie Wood song, and when she sings it, or Carrie Underwood, when she sings that Sunday, I've been waiting all day for Sunday night, and you said, yeah, good for you. And I just, every time I watch that Sunday her singing, I think of you, and I just crack up. Otherwise, I'm pretty, you know, you said crying earlier, and when I heard yesterday, every time there's something good in my life, it goes away. You know, a show.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm not dying. I'm still here.
No. I'm saying for me, like, I don't know how to get you, you know, and because they play all this local stuff that's horrible, and I've tried
Call them up and say your crap is horrible. Tell them.
I do.
Good.
I have told. And, you know, I just couldn't be more sad. And you said about crying. You know what? I cried yesterday when I heard you're off and Shep. And you know what? I'll miss you. I'd only known you 3 months, and I don't want to be a sap about it, but you made my life better for those 3 months, and I want to thank you.
Oh, and man, it ain't no well. Crop. Listen, studied. You don't got the Odyssey app? Don't make me cry. You don't have the Odyssey app?
No, I don't.
You got to get the Odyssey. Just you got internet access somewhere, right?
Yeah. I'll look for that. But
CBSSportsRadio.com. That's it.
Okay.
And I'll pop right up. Let me ask you this about the Carrie Underwood part.
Yeah,
you made me laugh. I faintly remember. Why did I say that? What was the joke?
I just know you said, you know, she's been. I think she sings. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. Well, good for her.
Right. Yeah, that makes me laugh too. I don't know why I said it.
I just thought it was funny as hell. And I studied comedy at Second City in Chicago. And you know what? That made me laugh. I needed a laugh. And you do that for me every night at 11 o'clock. You know, usually that's about
it. Yeah, Jeff, sorry. I love you. We'll catch you.
We got rid of that, Jeff. Please don't do it again, but we got rid of it. So.
Oh, sorry. I let him go.
Gotcha.
It's okay. Oh, Jeff, I love you anyway, by the way, Jeff. Don't worry about it. You're not in trouble.
Jeff,
call me on the second. It's no big deal.
By the way, Jeff, what? If you're listening, like, it happens to the best of us. You get really emotionally, you know, wrapped up in the conversation.
He was crying.
And so you let loose, and so sometimes the language comes out freely. It happens to the best of us, Jeff. But the cool thing, I don't know the affiliates as well as you do, JR, but I do believe with you going to certain markets in that time slot, I can't help but think that you're going to get more clearance. Without knowing anything, that would just be my guess.
You think?
I mean, I've worked with you for over two years. I know how damn good you are. Yes, I know. I would strongly think that's the case. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just taking everybody with me. Anywhere I go is prime time.
Well, not everybody, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm just... Look, Not
the everybody. Listeners. Yeah.
The listeners.
Right.
The listeners. All the listeners are coming with me.
Yes, they sure are.
Because when I'm not here, they lose customers.
You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
And by the way,
oh man, where is that guy?
Chef? By the way, don't think like I'm still not going to listen to you. Like, and that's when you know you're good. When you have people that work in this medium 5, 6, 7 days a week, and still when they're not working, they want to tune in and listen to what you have to say. Like, people can say whatever they want about Stephen A. Smith, and we both, I can't speak for you. Yes, he's a clown. Yes, he is way over the top. Yes, he's hyperbole. Yes, he's so much of a shtick at this point. But what he says matters. What he says matters, and that is absolutely the case for you. And that's why I know, even though we're not going to be working together every day moving forward, I'm still going to listen to you an awful lot, man.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'll just say stuff, man. I'm just chilling. Hey, where the hell is the repo man? Where's the repo man from Detroit?
He's too busy snatching people's souls. That's what David and Troy's doing right now.
If you know the repo man, tell the repo man to call us. Message the repo man. Text the repo man in Detroit.
What, you guys don't have your numbers at this point? You guys haven't exchanged that data?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Reach out to the repo man on social media. We need to hear from the repo man.
Should I put that out on CBS Sports Radio's account right now?
Is he going to see that? He's not going to see it.
Well,
he's driving a car.
If I put that out, well, I'm sure he follows you. So if I put that out and you retweet it.
I doubt it.
Okay?
I doubt it. No, I don't think
so. Because it's very rare.
I think he's a salt of the earth type of dude. He's repossessing cars right now. He ain't on no X or Twitter.
Yeah, that's what salt of the earth people do in this world, JR, is they repossess people's livelihoods.
Well, yep. they don't be on Twitter.
He's too nice.
Let's talk to Don. He's from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Don? You okay? No, you're not? Okay.
You talking to me?
Yeah, what's your name?
John.
You're John?
So we got two Johns. We got two Johns. This is the John below the John in Birmingham. This is John in Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Where you from?
Hey, JR. I'm John from Barrington, Illinois.
Oh, thank you, John. What's up?
I thought you were talking to somebody else. Sorry that I didn't answer quicker.
I thought I did too, but here you are. What's up?
Hey, I got a little annoyed about the Djokovic stuff because he was certainly a beneficiary of coming along later and not having an equal like Federer and Nadal had against each other.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just said I don't like him. I mean, that's just me because I like the other two guys, but that's fine.
Jared, can I say one thing here?
Yes, go ahead.
So, John, I get your point. Federer is 42 years old. He's been retired for a couple of years. Nadal is in his farewell tour right now. But remember, so much of those guys' dominant statistics came when Djokovic was a puppy. So Djokovic, when you look at from beginning to end, has been significantly more dominant because he was great in his early 20s, and he's consistently great in his late 30s. Roger Federer was hit or miss.
But my point is, he's going to end up with the most tournaments because he didn't have a co-equal to take some of those titles away.
That doesn't make him a better player. We have to be intellectually honest about this. Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic.
Yo, hold on. I'm going to go get a drink real fast.
I'll make it quick, I promise, because I understand people don't want to talk about tennis the same way we do football and basketball because we downplay Djokovic. The reality is, Jared, if we had Americans being as good as Djokovic, trust you me, this would be a lot more talked about. But, John, Djokovic is 11 months younger than Rafael Nadal. They're basically the same damn near age. Here's the second point. When Roger Federer was playing early on in his career, he wasn't going against Stan Wawrinka and Andy Murray and Djokovic and Nadal. He was going against Andy Roddick and Leighton Hewitt. And you and both know that those guys are so beneath today's competition. So beneath. Federer came at the perfect time. Sampras was on the back end. Agassi was on the back end. Michael Chang was on the back end. Jim Curry was on the back end. So he came at a very favorable time. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't heard Michael Chang's name in 25 years.
Well, he hadn't won in 25 years. He had that great French Open when he was 17, 18 years old, but then he couldn't win the big one after that. So I'm just saying, John, it's not you I'm angry about, but I'm angry at the disdain and the rhetoric that always seems to go against
Djokovic. I give Djokovic his credit, but I just don't think that, you know, he's going to end up with a higher number because he doesn't have as much competition as Nadal and Federer had for each other.
Gotcha, John. This is ten times.
I'm not going to say that doesn't make him a great. He's going to be in there with the great discussion.
I guarantee you, anyone had a JR bingo finale for 10 p.m. slot list, no one would have Novak Djokovic being brought up twice in two segments. So thank you for that, John.
Yeah, Sean McVay is talking to the media. Well, who cares about
JR?
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Have a good thing in your new time slot. I don't think I'm going to get to hear you as much in Chicago here since they have programming that goes at the same time you're going.
Digital channels and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I know.
CBSSportsRadio.com. Thank you, John.
But it is a good show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. John's stamp of approval. And Sean McVay is talking to the media. The Rams beat the Saints tonight 30-22. And Matthew Stafford, he also spoke to the media. He was on, actually, Amazon Prime. The Rams have improved their record to 8-7. They might make the playoffs as a wild card. This is what Matthew Stafford had to say about how they've been able to turn this season around. Listen to this.
14 touchdowns and one interception over your last five games. Those guys up front, as you mentioned, are keeping you clean. Kyron's doing his things, the guy on the outside. But when you were sitting at 3-6, what was that conversation that you had with your team from that veteran leadership standpoint that was like, hey, let's not freak out. There's a lot of season left to be played.
Yeah, no, I was motivated. I was coming off a little bit of a thumb that, you know, I got a little bit healthier through the bye week and then was able to, you know, feel good enough to come out and play. And I was motivated to go just play as good a ball as I can possibly play and throw the rock around.
That is the most PC way to say what you just said right there.
It's also something about Green Bay. There's something about us going and losing in Green Bay that just gets us on a hot streak. That's the last loss we had before we went on our run to the Super Bowl. Yep. That was the same thing. Got embarrassed in Green Bay, played bad, and then just caught fire. Yeah. That's much how this team's done.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been a lot of fun. We got a lot of work left to do. There's no question about it. Everybody's, you know, playing for their playoff life at the moment, but you know, playing meaningful games in December is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the Rams, as of tonight, following that victory, they're the sixth seed in the NFC. That's wild. That's wild. They really might make the playoffs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the last JR Sport Brief Show in this time slot. It's the last JR Sport Brief Show in 2023. More of your calls on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So we've talked about a bunch of losers tonight. Well, the winners, right? Los Angeles Rams, they win. They're in the playoffs right now, sitting at the in a position for a wild card spot. That's the Rams. We talked about the Dodgers. They are winners tonight. They sign Yoshinobu Yamamoto, to a 12-year contract, $325 million. So it seems like everybody in Los Angeles, they're winning. And then if we go to Detroit, the Jazz beat the Pistons 119-111, and the Pistons have now dropped 25 straight losses. 25 straight games, one short of the NBA single-season record. The Pistons are ass. And if you have to think about their star, I guess he's supposed to be their star, Cade Cunningham, he had 28 points and 10 assists. And after the game, he looked at their record of 2-26, and I don't know if he could believe it or not believe it. Just take a listen to what Cade Cunningham had to say.
Yeah, we're not 2-26 bad. You know what I mean? Like, no way are we that bad. So, yes, I think we can turn it around. I think we can play a lot better brand of basketball than we're playing right now.
I thought you are what your record says you are. And their record is ass. They should just delete the numbers and the percentages. Just put ass next to their name. 855-212-4CBS. It's the last JR Sport Brief show of 2023, the last JR Sport Brief show in this time slot. If you want to hear the show, you got to listen starting on January 2nd at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Speaking of Detroit, he called us up. He's not a loser like the Pistons, but he represents the D. It's Dave, the Repo Man. Hey, Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
Yo, yo, what's up, JR? It's your boy.
How are you so excited to be repossessing cars? How?
Well,
it's the holidays, man. It's the holiday season. You're taking cars over the holidays.
You got to live life, man. I'm going to miss you so much. I'm going to be asleep at this new time slot. Who told you to do that, JR? You did not talk to the Federation about you moving time slots.
So you're getting your nap in before you repossess cars.
I'm asleep. I'm knocked out, JR. I'm gone. I'm going to miss y'all. Y'all are like the best duo. And I'm just like, dang, you like Batman and Robin, like Ant-Man and the Wasp, like the Flash and Kid Flash. Superman and Superwoman, and Spider-Man and Spider-Woman. I be hearing you dissing me. Shep be dissing me.
But no. Okay. I'm not. No, Dave. I'm not dissing you. I'm saying who you are. And the person that we've gotten to know over the airwaves over the past few years is so different than what you do occupationally. It's complimentary of you. If I were to say, Dave, I understand why he's the repo man, that would be insulting. But knowing how intelligent you are, knowing how kind-hearted you are, knowing how just easy it is to talk to you and get along with you, the one way you think to make a living that's successful for you is repossessing people's cars, which then goes to their livelihood?
If I'm not going to do it, who else is going to do it?
Yeah.
Well, I think there should be some kind of payment plan that doesn't
they
work.
They offer payment
that
plans.
Work.
You don't
that
pay, he comes
work.
To the car.
That doesn't work if the payment plan doesn't work. Like, y'all know in this country that people think you need health insurance, and obviously it's going – this is a total tangent. But
yeah,
you,
but nobody – you don't. Nobody's forcing nobody to get a car they can't afford.
When you have a job and you don't live in a city, you pretty much need some form of transportation outside of your 2 feet to get to said job. And Dave is snatching that opportunity
buses.
From them.
Got a bus.
Man, communication is key. If you can't afford the bill, communicate. Say, hey, let me put this down. Let me do that. When you're not answering a phone, I show up.
Dave, Dave, you know the analogy, and this is not mine. This is Confucius. But Dave, you know the analogy? Give a man a fish, or give a woman a fish, too.
What?
Give a man or a woman a fish. And they won't starve for that night. You give that same person a fishing pole, they'll never starve. Don't you feel like your wisdom and your experience will be in getting them to never get to a point where they have to have their car repossessed? Like, can't
I don't
you
even think about none of that.
But you should. I know, but you. But someone with your intellect should, though.
Dave,
someone with your depth should. That's my point.
Dave, I'm with you, man. One night I want to hang out with you. I'm going to help you collect cars, okay?
I want you to come. I want you to come and ride with me. We can do that. We can do that 100%.
Do I need like a bulletproof vest? Do I need a helmet?
No. You're good. You're okay, okay? You're okay.
So how would we do this? You would pull up to the car, and then do I got to run out the back and try to latch it on? Like, what are we doing?
Just sit down, relax, and go and come for the ride. That's all
relax.
You got to do.
Didn't somebody pull a gun on you?
I got shot at.
You laughing about it. Damn.
Hey, because what you going to do, cry? You can't cry about it. You know, I do love life. I do love this job. It is fun. I'm sort of like a daredevil. So,
yeah.
Like, it just fits perfect, you know? It fits perfect with who I really am.
Yeah, you're the Evel Knievel of Detroit. Repo Man.
The Evel Knievel. But so much to the devil, Dave. Dave said I sold my soul to the devil. That kind of hurt. I rebuke it.
Yeah, rebuke it. It's okay, dude. I like you. I like you. It's okay. Well, listen,
I like
man,
you guys, too. I'm going to miss y'all. I'm going to miss you gotta Greg, still call.
I know you
gonna, y'all.
You ain't gonna, you're not going to be asleep every day.
I don't know, by the way,
up.
I don't know if JR caught that last part, Repo Man, if you want to say it again.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
I said, I'm going to miss Greg flirting with both of y'all.
Greg?
I'm going to miss it.
Oh, Greg from Michigan, you better relax. Greg is going to find you. Relax.
I'm going to miss it, y'all.
Is that your GPS? Is that your GPS talking to you?
Yeah, GPS telling me where I'm going. You know, I get it in.
How many more cars you got to get for tonight?
I haven't got any in yet, but I spotted six. So I'm just clearing out the area. And then once I get a little tired, I'll start picking them up. Well, once I get ready, I'll start picking them up.
You are every person's worst nightmare, Dave. You're not the reaper.
Guys,
you're the
just
grim
make
reaper.
A phone call and communicate. Communicate what's going on and send some money. Send some money with that communication. You won't get repo. Just communicate.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. I know you ain't going to be sleeping every day, so call up every now and then, okay?
I'm going to be sleep, JR. I'm going to be sleep.
Oh, forget
to the
you.
Federation before you made this move, JR.
Nah, forget
we
you.
We would have said
never
no.
Again. I'm not with you no more. Goodbye. Bye, Repo Man. Thank you, Repo Man. Damn. I regret being on his side, Shep. I regret it already.
If it makes you feel any better, I have a feeling you'll hear from him a time or two.
He's cold-hearted. He's cold.
No, he'll call that.
He's like the Grim Reaper out here, just snatching cars from people.
Well, he's a repo man, JR. I mean, if there's not...
Well, he wouldn't repossess the car. See, here's the word. Repossession. Taking back what's mine. The car don't belong to you. You borrowing a car, and you not paying for it. We going to take it from you.
Right.
It's not yours.
Right, but there should be a multitude of steps before.
They do. They call you. And
right,
they call,
but Dave, ugh. but you got to be cold-blooded to do something what Dave is doing, and so I'd like to see Dave be the person before the cold-blooded person who comes and takes your heat or your electricity
so
or your car.
Before the repo man repossesses the car, should you have a personal negotiator that knocks on your door first?
If you're taking something that disables someone from getting to their job to support their family, I believe you should do everything and then some to put them in a position where they don't lose one of the most valuable resources.
What if they're calling you, you don't pick the phone up?
But you know what? Here's the thing. We live in a society where more often than not, you get text messages and calls half the time from people that you don't even recognize.
Yeah, they text, they email.
Right, but these are aliases. These are bots. You know what I mean? These are sales calls.
Man, I've been late on a car note. They text, they email. They go, hey, man, you got to send the money. And I go, oh, crap, let me send the money.
They do?
It happens. They what?
They do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't just miss a payment and the repo man knocks on your door and takes the car. No, nah, they try to reach you. They try to reach you.
Oh, no, but JR, but try is a very loose term.
Try.
You know what I mean?
No, they're annoying, bro.
Okay, then that's okay. Annoying. So then, I've never been put in
Are
a situation
changing,
before.
You changing your thoughts on
well,
the repo
I still
man?
Think
you
it's, I still think it's a crappy situation all the way around. But I
it
do.
It takes a minute before the repo man shows up. He's like the last resort.
So it's like if in other words, you go to a hospital, you go to a doctor's office, and the insurance company and that doctor, they don't want to pay, and they want you to pay, and so they're kind of battling over who pays. And then eventually they send you like 10 different collection forms, right? That's kind of what you're referring to?
I was going to say a little bit different. It's like you going to the ER
yeah.
and then them saying, hey, your insurance ain't covering this. You better pay up.
Well, that,
and they
yeah,
tell
that's...
you that for 15 days. And then they go, if you don't pay up on the 16th day, we're going to take you off of life support.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey. Sort of like that.
Not that bad what he does, man. Not great, but not that bad.
He's the last resort. Hey, shout-outs to the Repo Man. I'm glad that he called up. Repo Man has been a very important part of the show, as there are a lot of people out here at this time of night repossessing vehicles that have not been paid for. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not repossessing nothing. I'm just moving to another slot. I'm going to take more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. My first time calling you, and I find you to be an excellent guy to listen to, so good luck. I hope you never lose this spot because, really, you're so bright and intelligent, and you cover it all, and I'm very happy to listen to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I don't know if I've lost this slot, but it's official. I'm moving on from this slot. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific is where you can find the JR Sport Brief show starting on January 2nd. I've been taking your phone calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Rams go over the Saints tonight, 30-22. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they are the team that acquires Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the 25-year-old ace from Japan. They decide to give him a 12-year contract, $325 million. That's the largest contract given to a pitcher in Major League Baseball history. And he ain't never thrown a pitch in Major League Baseball. And so we'll see how he transitioned. I'm less concerned about that. If you do have a concern, what the hell is this man's arm going to be doing over the next several years? That's wild. 12 years for a pitcher? A damn. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is here from Toronto.
Speak up your chest, Cousin JR. I am vexed. I am going to miss you. I feel like I'm going to ball you and Cousin Shep. You guys are great. First of all, Shep, you're a genius. I don't know how you remember all the stuff that you remember, but respect to you. JR, I don't know, man. First of all, I think you need a soundtrack of all the intros alone. Always fire. So respect to you.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, man. I don't know what it is because what? I'm driving all night, and I'm like the lady said before, you are literally therapeutic for people like us. Like, it just keep us going all through the night, bro. Respect for all the things. I did want to ask you one time because I'm going to miss you with all the sport questions, but the in-season tournament?
Yeah.
I wanted to know how you feel about it because I think they need to look how you see Lakers and Indiana, they're sucking now after they had that big, you know what I mean? So yeah. I think overall, they just need to cut down the games overall and throw something in like Big Three or something. I don't know. There's too many games.
I think if anything, they may stretch it out a little bit, man. Come on.
Ooh. Really, more regular season games?
I feel the in-season tournament, I think it went fast. I think that if anything, they may want to stretch it up until a little bit closer to Christmas, I think, yeah.
Only reason I said that because obviously they put too much effort into it, and then now these guys are tired.
I think it'll all even out. I mean, every team throughout the course of the year, they're going to go through their ups, they're going to go through their downs. And I think, yeah, they only realistically, yeah, the games had a little bit more impact to it. They only played one additional game outside of that. I understand every game has a little bit more that matters, but I think they'll all be fine. I'm not sweating it too much. I think it's too early.
All right, respect to you. Big up your chest. I love you guys. Legitimately, thank you both for everything.
Hey, hold the spot on Yonge Street for me up in Toronto, okay?
No, you owe me a beer, so I definitely will.
I got two beers for you. I may have three. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, cousin. Appreciate you. Okay.
Thank you, sir. 855-212-4CBS. Joe's here from Chicago. What's up, Joe?
JR, man.
What's up?
I tell you what, I'm trying not to be selfish, but, you know, as soon as I get off of work and I'm in the car business, I'm like the repo man. I don't repo cars, but I help people get the cars that have some credit issues, and I know how to repo a few. I've done it in my past, but the bottom line is, you know, I don't want to be selfish. You know, this sounds like a great opportunity going prime time, but it's been a pleasure. I've learned a lot. I've laughed a lot. I'm going to really, really miss you. I got to figure out how I'm going to get and listen to you, whether it's like the app, like you say, but Chicago time for me, you got the score. Yeah. And, you know, it's I just got to figure it out. But I'm going to really, really miss you and Shep. You guys have been inspirational for me and a lot of the people in the area. So that's all I wanted to say to you. I really love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Joe. The love is reciprocated. You have a great holiday, okay?
You too, guys. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Catch you in 2024. Shout-outs to everybody listening on The Score.
out in Chicago. They've always been very good to me when I've been in Chicago as well. Let's go to Springfield, Massachusetts. They treat me good up in Springfield. I love it up there, Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's talk to David. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I just called in to have you and Chip still get off the repo man's back, man. That man got to make a living. Okay. And you guys have a good holiday, man. Enjoy your holiday.
You too, David. Thank you for calling from Springfield. He said, leave the repo man alone. Taylor's here from Atlanta. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, JR. I just want to say, like I told Shep, hey, I'm having a whole new issue of troubles. Usually I get off at midnight. I'm happy that you're leaving and you're doing, you continuing going on. But normally I get off at midnight, my young lady would be like, why are you in the car? Oh, man, he's dropping knowledge. So I love to hear the knowledge. Then at the same time, when she heard Randy McMichael, she was like, why are you, like, listening to the show? Oh, they're getting closer and closer. So it's going to be sadness losing you. It's going to be more arguments to hear from me and the wife to talk about as far as sports. However,
Randy,
though,
what's Randy Mack got to do with anything? What's Randy Mack got to do?
Oh, so where I wanted to go this year with the guys' trip, him and they talked about it, and shoot, they meet crazy. Like, so is that where you want to go for your guys' trip? So nah. I'm like, if I'm in the car, she thinks I'm talking to a woman. She gets in the car, she thinks I'm listening to a man. If I'm in the car laughing to Randy, then that's what's going on. However,
I text Randy like 30 minutes ago, and I said, man, you make me. Randy and Andy are my guys, man. If anyone in around the country, they don't know who the hell we talking about. Randy McMichael, who played, he's a receiver tight end here in the NFL for the Dolphins. And he does our radio here in Atlanta with Andy Bunker, and they are absolutely hilarious. They are an excellent show. I love the two of them.
She gets so mad. She's like, you don't even like yams. Why? What do you care about them talking about yams for? Like,
yams?
Know.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about yams. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 so yeah.
When they talk about yams, see, they can't say it in the daytime. I say it at night. They're talking about ass, okay?
I know, but ass. She kind of picked up what that was, you know.
Yeah.
But
thank
however,
you, Taylor.
Hey, man, do your thing.
Bless us, man. Thank you so much, Taylor, for calling from Atlanta. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. It's my last hour here, CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
Felix, the only pet insurance plan just for cats. With plans starting at under $1 per day and as unique as your cat. You'll love them, and you can't imagine living without them. And as each and every one of your fur babies rubs against your leg, go ahead and tell them the exciting news. Felix Cat Insurance offers whisker-to-tail protection. The kind of protection that you both, or should we say all, deserve. Whether you've got an indoor cat, an outdoor cat, or they're a little of both, Felix Cat Insurance has you covered. Our curated cat insurance plans were designed to meet the special needs of your feline family members. Accidents, illnesses, cancer, diabetes, emergency care, alternative therapies, hereditary conditions, exam fees, and much more. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.